Hey everybody, some really concerning analysis is coming out concerning the vaccines and mortality rates. There seems to be a correlation between the two. The more vaccinated a place is, the higher the death rates. That is to say, there's a correlation between the amount of excess deaths we're seeing and the vaccination rates, and also the booster rates. So we're going to look at this new analysis, breaking new analysis from Igor Chudov, and also this brand new tweet from Ethical Skeptic. Here's a post I just saw from Ethical Skeptic. Look familiar? First two charts courtesy of Igor Chudov, as of 7 hours ago. Hot off the press. Third chart is my country-by-country U.S. excess death by vaccine uptake. No amnesty. And so we'll cover Igor's charts in a second, but I want to start with this chart. This is from theethicalskeptic.com. Excess non-COVID natural cause mortality per 100,000 population by percentage vaccinated by U.S. county. So Igor's analysis is at the country level. Ethical Skeptic is at the county level within the United States. And what we see here is a very concerning regression line, showing a positive correlation between vaccination rate, which is on the x-axis, and excess non-COVID natural cause deaths per 100,000. This is very concerning, seeing somebody as skilled as the Ethical Skeptic finding such a pattern. This is from CDC data. An Ethical Skeptic brings to our attention and confirms the stark similarities between their analysis and that of Igor Chudov. So let's turn to Igor Chudov. This is an article called Association Between Vaccines and Excess Mortality Getting Stronger. We'll talk about what he means by getting stronger in a second. So this is the data source. I'm going to switch over to a different version of this where I put the country names because some of these abbreviations are a little counterintuitive. In the first column, we have the three-letter country code, and then I injected into here the country names. So the first column of data here, fully vaxxed rate as of March the 1st. The next column has boosters per 100 as of July the 1st. And finally, excess mortality for weeks 20 to 44. Keep in mind, this is a follow-up from 5 weeks ago, where Igor did the same analysis, but saw a lessened correlation. The correlation is getting stronger. So it's obviously not every single country in the world. I don't know how these countries were selected, but it is a very important list of countries. We have Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Switzerland, Chile, Germany, Denmark, Spain, Estonia, Finland, France, UK, Greece, Croatia, Hungary, Iceland, Israel, Italy, Lithuania, Latvia, Netherlands, Norway, New Zealand, Poland, Portugal, Slovenia, Sweden, and the United States. And there are two key charts that we want to look at here. The first is straight up vaccination rate. I believe this is the primary series. So each of these dots on this first chart here and on the second chart represent countries. And they're plotted on the X and the Y axis that correspond with the vaccination rates and excess mortality on the Y axis. On the X axis, we have vaccination rate. On the Y axis, we have excess mortality. We also have a linear regression line drawn here, showing a stark positive correlation between vaccination rates and excess mortality. And we also have the stats on how well of a fit this line is. The goodness of fit R-square is 0.4859. Is the slope significantly non-zero? P-value of less than 0.0001. Significant. Then we have this chart here, linear regression, and the plot chart for booster uptake on the x-axis and excess mortality on the y-axis. And again, we see a positive correlation between booster uptake and excess mortality. So as more and more boosters are taken, we see more and more deaths. So under goodness of fit, we see the R-square is 0.4865. And then under is slope significantly non-zero, p-value of less than 0.0001. So this is bombshell analysis, both of these two posts that we just looked at. So it seems like Igor and Ethical Skeptic have come to a very similar conclusion, and that is that there's a positive correlation between vaccination rates and excess mortality. And they weren't even using the same data set. Ethical Skeptic was using U.S. county data, and Igor was using the excess mortality versus the vaccination rates of entire countries. So let's compare these three charts again. This is Ethical Skeptic's chart of the U.S. counties, plotted where the x-axis is the percentage population vaccinated as of 5/25/2022, and the y-axis shows us the excess non-COVID natural cause deaths. We see a very positive correlation. And I'm not sure what denominator compression means, but given the way this is put on the chart, it looks like that might be favored by the Ethical Skeptic. I'm not entirely sure what that means, but this might be an even better fit. no matter what line you choose, we see this positive correlation. And we see a very similar relationship on Igor's analysis here. Excess mortality on the y-axis by percentage vaccinated on the x-axis, and then also when we look at the booster uptake. As the booster uptake increases, so does excess mortality. I also want to hone in on R-squared. So the line we see here, this regression line that goes through these country dots, is trying to explain the correlation between these two axes, booster uptake and how it reflects into excess mortality. And this line right here has an R-square of 0.4865. And when it comes to vaccination on the x-axis and excess mortality on the y-axis, the line right here is the linear regression line. And the regression here has a goodness of fit R-square of 0.4859. Now, what's concerning is this analysis done 5 weeks ago for weeks 10 to 35 versus this new analysis, weeks 20 to 44, shows that the R-squared is increasing, meaning that the vaccination rates are better and better explaining the excess mortality that we're seeing, the variation of the excess mortality. And as Igor says in his analysis, we're seeing a 49% explanation for both vaccination rates and booster rates pertaining to excess mortality. So this means, looking at his analysis for weeks 10 to 35 versus the analysis for weeks 20 to 44, quote, "This means that over time, the strength of the association between excess mortality and vaccination is increasing." Here's a quick explanation about R-squared. The most common interpretation of R-squared is how well the regression model explains the observed data. For example, an R-squared of 60% reveals that 60% of the variability observed in the target variable is explained by the regression model. So the closer all these dots are to this line, the higher the R-square is going to be. And this is a pretty close fit. And one other thing I want to finish with, somebody asked Ethical Skeptic an interesting question. Doesn't this imply causation? Ethical Skeptic says, yes, correlation in a closed set of possible candidates distinctly implies causation. Absolutely bombshell analysis. So I think there's pretty strong evidence now, unless they want to prove otherwise, that anybody involved with mandating these vaccines were involved in mass murder. I'll leave it there. Have a good day.